T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Always one of our favorite parts of the show, and it's a good way to finish it up each and every day. This day in history. Hard to believe, November 28th, as we are just about to turn the page into December. So what do we remember on this day, November 28th, in sports history, Shane?
Well, I don't remember it because I wasn't around in 1929, but... And neither do you.
Thank you. I thought maybe you do. No, I thought it was coming.
To be fair, you didn't know. Fair. You didn't see it either. 1929, on this day, Ernie Nevers scored all 40 points for the Chicago Cardinals.
Wow.
Against the Bears. On this day in 1938, Davey O'Brien wins the fourth Heisman Trophy. Davey O'Brien later. Obviously, had a
trophy named after him.
Yeah,
sure.
On this day in 1957, Warren Spahn was awarded the Cy Young Award, and one of the funniest or best phrases maybe in sports pertained to Warren Spahn. It was "Spahn insane and pray for rain."
Yeah,
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of the Heisman, Gary Beban won the Heisman on this day in 1967.
Yeah, OJ should have probably won it that year. Ended up winning it next year.
The old UCLA-USC rivalry came to a big-time head with the Heisman Trophy presentation in 67.
Yep.
1972 on this day, the Dodgers trade Frank Robinson to the California Angels. Not exactly two teams you associate with Frank Robinson.
No, not at all.
Andrew with the save of the day. At the 11th hour, came in our very own Andrew Hamlin.
Yeah.
On this day in 1977, in the 7th round of the NBA draft, the Kansas City Kings select Bruce Jenner.
That's beautiful on so many different levels. I don't even know where to
start.
Could
not agree more. I was so
beautiful.
Proud of Andrew Hamlin for that nugget right there on this day in
1977. Oh, Andrew, that's outstanding. My God.
Conversely, on this day in 1978, Sparky Anderson was fired by the Reds, much to the delight, as it would turn out, of Detroit Tigers fans.
You got that right.
Same day, same year, 1978, Billy Sims was awarded the Heisman Trophy. Born on this day, Paul Warfield, 75. Rags, Dave Rigetti, a very, very good pitcher in his day and a solid pitching coach. He's 59 today. One of your boys, Walt Weiss, 54.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Matt Williams, 52 today. A lot of pretty good baseball players born on this day.
Wow, no kidding.
Former Chief
Dave Rigetti. Dave Rigetti threw a no-hitter,
yes,
didn't
he?
Yes, he threw a no-hitter.
He threw a no-hitter on July 4th. I'll never forget that.
That's right. It was on the 4th of July.
And I want to say... since you brought it up, I want to say he struck out Wade Boggs for the final out, so he really earned it.
Mm.
Not an easy feat. Former Chief great, Dale Carter, 48.
Wow.
Pio Sagapulitelli is 48 today. Former Saints great.
Did we use the term great there?
You'll catch on the longer you work with me when I say former so-and-so great. You'll understand what I mean the more I say it. Rob Nen, 48 today.
Wow.
A couple of basketball players born on this day. Leandro Barbosa is 35. Andrew Bogut, 33. Marriage on this day.
Marriage?
Not a marriage, but a proposal.
Okay.
On this day in 1986, Ahmad Rashad proposed to Felicia Ayers during halftime of the Lions-Jets game.
Are they still married?
I think so.
Good but for them.
That was a, whether they are or whether they aren't, that was a really interesting pair over the years.
The former Bobby Moore.
And a very famous pair. That's right. Very good.
Yeah, out of the University of Oregon and Tacoma, Washington.
Dying on this day in 1939 at the age of 78, James Naismith. I'll say.
Wow.
And on this day today, November 28, 2017, Wichita State Volleyball takes home four of the top season awards. So congratulations, Chris Lamb. He's your American Coach of the Year.
Duh.
Abby Lehman is your Player of the Year. Also, duh.
Duh.
Emily Hebert is your Setter of the Year. The team also earned Team Academic Excellence Award after averaging league's highest GPA. So there's that. Lehman, Hebert, both first-team all-conference, along with Michaela Roudsep, Tabitha Brown. Georgia Chivita was named to the second team. So
how exciting to be hosting a regional.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting to be having KU and Mizzou coming as a part of it. It's just absolutely wonderful. And what another just great notch on the belt for Chris Lamb and that staff and that program and the young women in that program. Just great stuff.
And he referenced it of course, he had a watch party at the Champions Club Sunday night. And when it was revealed they'd be hosting, he was more or less said what you did in addition to, hey, how about the little guys? You know,
the
little guys
exactly.
got rewarded, and we'll see how the Shockers stack up. But a very interesting 6 o'clock game Friday night between KU and Missouri, two former obviously teams in the same conference. Now they've gone their separate ways, but KU Mizzou, and then Wichita State Radford, and the winners play for what would probably be a trip to the number one team in the country, and that's Penn State.
Penn State, so, yeah, sure.
But
very exciting. Very exciting stuff. And we wish them all the best as they get going. It's going to be a hell of an atmosphere in there.
Yes, it will.
That place is going to be rocking.
Yep. And we had Chris on yesterday, and we were glad to run him down. Obviously, 978 fans, GoShockers.com if you want to go. All session tickets are really, really affordable. I want to say they're like $14. And Wichita State, Bruce, was in the top 10 all year long in attendance in volleyball. And I imagine they will well go over the 2,800 or so that they average when they play Radford Friday night at 8. Look forward to
it. It's going
to
be absolutely great stuff. Yep. So we wish everybody all the best. And What a neat thing for the university and for the city, for goodness sakes, to be able to host. Real quickly, give me a thumbnail on Savannah State, what we know about them, and what you think are the quick storylines as this thing gets going tonight.
It'll be a name your score game. The Shockers are going to get 100. Everybody will play. I would imagine after a tough go of it in Maui, 3 games in 3 days, they'll be working on themselves, as it were, and then kind of a tune-up for Baylor. So I think it'll be 109-61. I mean, it'll be a walkover.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agreed. Couldn't have said it better myself, so I won't even bother. Back for closing thoughts in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.